And men rather preach something somebody wrote in a book and not the Bible. And try it so they can sell it and get money for it. They don't care about your life. All they want to do is get a profit for themselves. But when peoples of God is inspired by the Spirit of God, they'll write what the Spirit said. They'll teach, they'll follow, so your life can be changed. And so you need to know the Holy Ghost, so he'll keep you out of those places, because they don't mean you any good. I can't believe this time. Hallelujah. Let me conclude with this. What do we stop at? Messiah? Now everyone, okay. Watch this. When they heard this, they were what? Crushed and realized what they had done to Jesus. Deeply moved. See, the reason why people are doing what they're doing, they don't realize what they're doing. When people are taken over by evil, they don't know what they're doing. That's why they can shoot and kill and cuss and stab and do all this stuff, and because they don't know what they're doing. They are taken over by evil. If they realize what they were doing. See, but love and mercy make you wake up to the truth. You don't want to hurt anybody. You want to help them. You want to tell them the truth. And when you start telling people the truth, they treat like you're lying to them, because they have formed a pattern of life that is against the truth and is upsetting what's in them. That devil don't want to leave his post. He want to hang on. And so he arouses you up, make you think that you all upset. And he's the one behind all of that, making you fight what you really need. But I come to shine the light. Hallelujah. So when they heard that, when they heard this, they was what? Crushed and realized what they had done to Jesus. Deeply moved, they said to Peter and the others, apostles, what do we need to do, brothers? Peter replied, do what? Repent and return to God. And each one of you must be baptized in the name of Jesus, the anointed one. And see, when you come to the things of Jesus, the things of the kingdom of God, you got people out there with all kind of stuff. And God never taught to separate Jesus from the Godhead. I'm going to say it again. Matthew says, when it comes down to water baptism, God never taught in his word to separate Jesus from the Godhead. I'm saying it over here. He never taught, but we got people want to separate that. You can't say Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Where did Jesus come from? Okay. Are you that dense that you can't figure out Jesus came out of the Godhead? And why can't I say Father? Why can't I say Son? Why can't I say Holy Spirit? That's where he came from. That's who he is. That's what he represents. The Godhead. Why can't I be baptized in that name? And we just have that name represent all who God is. It shouldn't be confusing. And that's why people are failing, because they're going after something they think is working for them and it's not. And they're going around advocating, pushing, and promoting something that's destroying you and confusing you. But God wants you to know, I'm God, that's who I am, and I'm never going to change. I don't care who preach me, however. Paul said, if anybody preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. And that's what he said. Hallelujah. Let me get to this and I'll stop. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Peter replied, repent and turn to God, each one of you. You must be baptized in the name of Jesus, the anointed one, to have your sin what? Removed. And see, some said when you get baptized, when you get saved, you got all you need. Look like to me, when you get sin removed, you're saved. I don't know what else is to think. Once my sins are gone, how did that leave me? Come on, talk to me now. If my sins are removed, how did that leave me? Did it still leave me a sinner? It couldn't be, because my sins are gone. That's what made me a sinner. Sin, but my sins are removed. Am I right? Then you may take hold. So here we go. Then you may take hold of the gift of the Holy Spirit. That looked like this is something else coming after my sins are removed. And when you have men won't teach it, but they got whole groups and they are going around and they are arguing, say that's of the devil. Now you see what we up against. But greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. You see why you ought to be joining this force? You ought to find out where God is moving and jump in there and stay. I promise you it'll never hurt you, but it always calls you to advance. You may face some opposition, but you always come out on top. And so let me finish this. For God promised, who did? For God promised of the Holy Spirit is for you and your families. For those who are yet to be what? Born. That was me. That was you. When he said that, I wasn't born. Neither were you. But it's for me today. But people walk around and try to explain it away and say, that's not for us today. You got to get your lying self out of my faith because I haven't read the word. Amen. I don't care who you are. Amen. And see, that's why you need to read your Bible, because you got all kind of people that do all kind of, put all kind of interpretation on the word, but you better find out what the Holy Spirit is. That's why you need him, so he can interpret. He can reveal. You don't have to have nobody else. When somebody teaches you, you'll know it's the truth. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Aren't you glad you hear the truth? So you can do something about your life. All that stuff he's trying to push off on you and hold you captive to, you've been set free from it. Some of the stuff I thought I had a right to hold on to, when the light of the word came, I said, no, I don't need that mess. I don't need that stuff. I just need what Jesus said. Somebody do you wrong? Anybody done you wrong? And you think you have a right to get even with them? I don't have to. I don't have to get even with nobody. What I need to do is walk in love. Tell the truth. Hold the truth up, and Satan's not going to run over you. Hallelujah. He may try to come against you, but he can't overcome you. Let me finish this so we can. And where did I stop it? Let me start over again. Maybe I get there this time. He said, for the promise of the Holy Spirit is for you and your families, for those yet to be born. And what? For everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. Is that clear enough? And this is what they did. And you'll see the next time you hear me again. Hallelujah. They went everywhere. And they taught. They made sure that the new convert got filled with the Holy Spirit. It didn't matter whether they were mixed people or Jews or Gentiles. We're going to see that. The Holy Spirit is for every believer. The thing that hurts people in spiritual things, even in some natural thing, because we don't see instant results and we don't feel anything, we think it's not working. I want to ask you something. When you was in that 10 ladies and you were a coke baller, anybody in here? And when you eating that food, did you feel you stretching out your coke baller? You looked around one day and said, what had happened? You didn't feel a thing, but you were growing all the time. You were growing all the time, but you didn't feel nothing. You looked around, you couldn't get in that coke bottle dress you had. My point is, the word is working whether you feel it or not. You got to keep the switch of faith turned on. You got to be a doer of it. You got to be one that pray in tongues whether you feel anything or not.
All right.
And after a while, you're going to see some results of the power that's come forth, that praying in the Holy Ghost. You're going to see some stuff happen in your life. It'll change your finances. It'll change the way you live. It'll change the way you talk. It'll change everything. Because it's going to shine some light in areas of your life that you didn't have light in. Amen. It'll show you how to lead people to Jesus. He will show you how to lead people to Jesus. Hallelujah.